The city of Dublin has become famous, or infamous, for its roundabouts. Now its signature traffic circle has problems. It's the big one at Route 161 and Riverside Drive. Since it opened last summer, the number of accidents at the busy intersection has ballooned. The city plans changes to try to bring down the accident rate.
I'm walking through downtown Dublin right now looking for people to just share their stories about what it's like to drive on the 161 Riverside roundabout.
All right, so I go through the roundabout a few times every day, and it's awful.
That's Parker Salata. He says roundabouts are generally good, but not this one. Brand new driver, 16-year-old Pooja Vallam, tries to avoid it.
You know, there's just traffic coming from all sorts of, like, all sides, and, like, just, but they all meet up at one place, so it can be very difficult.
Deb and Dave Shuttleworth like the roundabout.
Okay, we were just discussing it because my husband drives it every day, and he's really comfortable with it. I don't, but it was easy enough.
And if you take your turn and you wait, and it works, so I'm all in favor of it.
About 40,000 vehicles a day go through the 161 Riverside Roundabout. This intersection was one of Dublin's top three crash location intersections for a number of years. Public Works Director Megan O'Callaghan says a study conducted over several years determined a roundabout was a good solution.
Roundabouts are proven to improve operational efficiency as well as safety at intersections.
The roundabout was a signature piece of Dublin's Bridge Street redevelopment and included the realignment of Riverside Drive. It cost $23 million and opened a year ago. And O'Callaghan says drivers have had a tough time getting used to it.
We would oftentimes expect to see an adjustment period for drivers going through that area. We did see an increase in crashes initially. We closely monitored those crashes. We worked closely with police to analyze the crashes.
The city put up new signs, produced an instruction video, and the crash rate decreased, but not as much as the city had hoped. I spent half an hour observing traffic navigate the roundabout. There was near constant honking and at least a half dozen close calls. The data tells the story. The numbers are eye-popping. In 2014, there were 20 accidents at the intersection. Now, with the roundabout, in the past year, there have been 156 accidents. Drivers like Parker Salata say the roundabout is not working.
I've seen and heard multiple wrecks through it. I've almost been in a few. People not yielding, people changing lanes, people stopping in the middle of the roundabout, and it's just been very disastrous.
Nearly all of the accidents at the roundabout are minor fender benders, very few injuries. But the city admits a problem. Engineers and police analyze the roundabout design and will change one busy entry point.
So the northbound lane configuration will become, the left lane will be left turn or straight through. The center lane will be straight only, and there will be a dedicated right turn only lane.
Officials hope the changes will greatly reduce the number of crashes, but it will cost around $260,000. The rest could be up to drivers. Dublin's engineering manager of transportation, Jeannie Willis, says drivers need to follow the rules.
We really want to emphasize to our drivers driving through this roundabout or any roundabout is that they need to yield to both lanes, the inside and the lane closest to the central island in the roundabout.
There's no word on when work will begin, and it will be finished no earlier than October. But in the meantime, drivers will be keeping one hand on the horn. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.